In the English version of this book, and you'll see I'm going to make the point about this poem as well in the same way. In the English version of this book, there is a remarkable change, a transformation. The book now oozes a sense of piety, provides us with a sense of spirituality. It is not only remembering Eastern European Jewry, it is remembering the religious traditions of Eastern European Jewry. It is remembering the piety of the rabbis. It is remembering the mysticism of that world. It is recalling the spiritual depths of Eastern European Jewish culture, which have been lost. It takes on the form almost of a religious dirge, of a sense of remembering for the sake of recalling the piety which we need to recall and reuse in our own Jewish lives. This poem is a kind of prefiguration, as a kind of adumbration of that change of style from the secular to the religious. In the first part of the poem, On the Day of Hate, the poem is called, we have a sense of a Yiddish writer evoking his anger, his consternation, his concern over the destruction of Jewish books and Jewish lives in pre-Nazi Germany, 1933. And then in the second half of the work, we see a transformation, moving from the secularity to the religiosity, moving to a sense of evoking God's name, a kind of dialogue with God, the form of a piyut or a traditional liturgical poem. In other words, this is the religious Heschel who emerges in his young years from the secular Yiddish culture of Warsaw to the more religious culture which will become part and parcel of his being in his later years. On the Day of Hate. On the Sabbath day at 10 o'clock, a mud-brown mass of coats, punchbacks, signs, thresholds, guard rose up like huge silent snakes. At every entry, full of venom, larger than life, choking throats at the door of a degraded nation, the mob spitting laughter on all who go inside. Citizens in mansions or in humble houses stand like lepers behind evil poison grates. Window panes ooze and fester, bound with bloody placards. Every wall a bandaged scar, every sign smeared with pain, with hate. Good Yontif, that means good holiday. Germans, master race, you hallow hatred on this day, sacred to your pious minions. The people are a drum, struck with yellow-greenish tone, slashed with years of envy and desire. A screaming finger points at it all. I give you gifts and good fortune. The heart of the mob races and robs. Everything is stolen 10,000 times over. Hunger screams for the long knives. The street, volcanic hate. Every mouth a blind knot of curses. Their lusty gestures even madder than their eyes. Around eager gallows, the mob cries, Judah is the world's disease. The wrath of dogs is too good for them. Jew judges are traitors, filled with dark corruption. Jew pharmacists pour poison germs into their cures. Usurers and leeches all throw their children out of school. They're homeless out of orphanages. They're sick out of hospitals. Holy is Israel's humiliation. A hand drunk with the blood of men disgraced. Paints slaps of red in rage. The crowd watches at every window. Faces are stamped with a screaming mark of shame. The Jews' houses raped, abandoned, an open latrine. The hand spits a blazing Star of David on every pane. Like sacred drapes on desecrated arks, facades of Jewish houses glow. The shame hamiforash, that is the four letters of God's name. Light and dark, Itzik burns in every window. Yellow spots flutter on pitch black signs of shame. Scraps of parchment, stripped of words, glow like fiery window panes. Onto a holy sheepskin, a fiery hand spills unseen writings. Before all nations and ages, a prophecy arises. I know God now sees through my eyes. My every limb draws in this evil pain. Shudders erupt from my hair and lashes. My breath glows. My eyes seethe. I am all but consumed by the fire of my rage, but suddenly I am gripped by a glowing verse. Notice now the transformation into this religious dirge. I write God's tefillin, that is his phylacteries, with the blood of our disgrace. I believe in God and I believe in Jews. O shepherd of shepherds on the Sabbath at dusk, the blood of the disgrace cries hotter than the blood of the slain. Forever will I bear the wounds of my memory. We cannot burn our pain in a fire of hate, nor can we cool our woes in ashes of revenge. The shame pains us more deeply than the throes of death. We can sooner forgive destruction wrought of anger than destruction wrought of scorn. We are as old as God and shed more tears for you than for ourselves. So weep, Shekhinah, the divine presence, for us as well. Somewhere the sky rends its clothes in mourning. Our pent-up tears could flood the world. Yet we weep silence. But know this, you drunkards, leeches of the soul. We cannot merely forgive and sigh, but will also be a whirlwind in the coming night and chase this day of uprising from our mind. The beast will be choked in the grip of its own bite. God of our ancestors and prophets, O heal and hallow us in this our life.